This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is asking anglers to give part of the Yampa River a break. The agency is implementing a voluntary full-day fishing closure on a stretch of the river near Steamboat Springs due to extremely low flows and warm water temperatures. Biologists say the conditions are especially hard on native mountain whitefish, which have already seen population declines in recent years. CPW expects more fishing closures this summer if drought conditions continue. Colorado may soon tighten the rules for special schools that serve students with the highest needs. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
A chalkbeat investigation helped spark the review. It found one Westminster school, the Austin Centers for Exceptional Students, had faced multiple lawsuits in another state before opening in Colorado, including claims staff broke students' arms and wrists. The school is now under scrutiny for how it restrained students. State officials say the current rules are minimal and don't require checking a school's history in other states. Proposed changes would require schools to follow stricter restraint rules and be monitored more often. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Douglas County is cracking down on kids riding high-powered electric dirt bikes and other off-road highway vehicles on neighborhood streets and sidewalks. Commissioners approved the new ordinance this week that targets bikes capable of reaching highway speeds. The new rules allow deputies to issue fines, impound vehicles, and hold parents responsible for repeat violations involving minors. County leaders say the goal is to prevent serious crashes before they happen. This is CPR News in KRCC.